historic fairgrounds in Chatham, New York, welcome to Columbia County Fair on the Air. I'm your host, Jim Calvin, as we explore the people, the attractions, and the traditions that make the annual Columbia County Fair so special. Thanks to Brian Madsen and all our friends at Madsen Overhead Doors for sponsoring this episode. My guest today is John Kraft, longtime member of the board of the Columbia County Agricultural Society and chair of the Entertainment Committee. John, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much.
John, being involved in the Columbia County Fair is in your blood, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My father was a part of the fair board for over 30 years, and I'm reaching in close to 20 years.
Give me a special memory that you experienced at the fair when you were a kid.
One of my fondest memories of my childhood being at the fair was my very first picture in the winner's circle. Donnie Stoliker's horse won the race. Todd Van Alstyne was the driver. It was his first win. I was 8 years old. And my father says, go on up and get in the winner's circle. And I ran up and had my picture taken for the first time with a horse winning a race.
So how long have you served on the fair board?
Closing in on 20 years.
And I understand there is a statewide organization for county fairs that you are deeply involved in.
Yes, I went through the chairs of vice president and president of the Fair Association for 52 fairs. And I enjoyed the 2 years ago going around and visiting 42 of the 52 fairs in New York State.
And based on that experience, how are other fairs similar to ours or different from ours?
It's a wide variety, depending on the part and location of the state. Some are more concentrated on horses, some on more on agriculture, some more dedicated towards wine, the industry wine. You know, the Erie County Fair is one of the nicest fairs in New York State. Very well laid out, beautiful park-like setting, Adirondack chairs, picnic tables. They have like 30,000 people in the course of a day go through, and the crowds are just beaming every day. And then you go to the Dutchess County Fair, another great large fair, caters well to their patrons. And again, obviously the New York State Fair, likewise along the same lines. Then you have these mid-sized to smaller fairs like the Columbia County Fair that have unique niches. We have been known for many years for our agriculture and for our trees on the fairgrounds, a lot of shade trees. Many fairs don't have them. The greenery and flowers, just it makes it a nice showcase.
John, we're going to take a break now, but when we come back, we're going to find out from John who is the headline entertainment for this year's Columbia County Fair. We'll be right back. Madsen Overhead Doors, a fourth-generation business, looks forward to seeing you at the Columbia County Fair. For 70 years, we've been your trusted experts in garage door installation, repair, and maintenance for residential and commercial properties. Explore the finest overhead doors and electric operators at our showroom in Spencertown, New York. High quality, affordable products, expert installation. 518-392-3883. MadsenOverheadDoors.com. And we're back with our guest, John Kraft, on Columbia County Fair on the Air. John, you're in charge of booking live entertainment for the fair. How does that work? What's the process?
We reach out a year to 2 years in advance to identify potential entertainment for the fair. As you know, we've got the Northgate stage where we put on three different types of shows during the course of the day. And then we have the grandstand shows that we do down the grandstand. And then we have the two beer pavilions that we put in live entertainment in. And then some ground deck as well to complement the whole fair.
So tell us about this year's country music headliner at the grandstand.
So Neil McCoy, great country artist back in the 90s, had several huge hits, most notably The Shape, had great videos, great top 10 hit, and several others, The Wink and others. So we're looking forward to having Neil McCoy come on, great supporter of the armed forces and local police, and Neil's just a great communicator with the crowd, does a great job with our patrons.
And John, which day of the fair will Neil McCoy be performing?
Neil will be forming on our main stage on Sunday at 4 p.m.
Now, besides the grandstand, what are your other venues for live entertainment, and who's performing there this year?
All right. Up on the Northgate stage, we've got Escape Bars Jack, who has performed internationally. Magic Ben, who does card tricks and sleight of hand. He won Canada's Got Talent and was a top five finalist in France's Got Talent. And then we've got Corey J., our hypnotist mentalist that has performed a couple of times at the Columbia County Fair. So they can round up the Northgate stage.
And John, I understand the circus is coming to town.
Yeah, we've got some great entertainment out in the fairgrounds. We have Circus Incredible, who the main star is Lyric Lewenza. She's the granddaughter of the great Lewenzas that did the high wire acts for many years. We also have the Comfort Zoo, Petting Zoo. And we have Kangaroo Live, where kids can go in and pet and feed the kangaroos. And we also have Master of the Chainsaw. Brian has done it for many years for us. He'll take some pine and carve out just beautiful pieces of different animals and birds and things like that. So we've got some great entertainment around the grounds. And as always, the traditional demolition derby on Thursday and Friday nights, and our monster tractor pull on Saturday afternoon. Then again, Neil McCoy on Sunday, and then we wrap up the fair with Painted Pony Rodeo on Monday.
Now, some of the big-time musical acts you've booked in the past, John, sometimes they ask for certain perks as part of their contract, as part of their appearance. Without naming names, what sort of special amenities do some of those performers ask for?
Funny you ask that, Jim. You know, like the country folks are pretty easy, but some of the rock and rollers get pretty bizarre. One rocker require that we would have to have artificial grass rolled out between his RV to the stage. Yeah, he couldn't step on real grass. He had to have the artificial turf. Another one wanted all the brown M&Ms taken out of a candy jar, and he was okay with the rest of the colors. So quirky things like that.
Very strange. Please remind us, John, what are the dates of this year's Columbia County Fair?
The Great Columbia County Fair is open from August 27th through September 1st.
And we'll look forward to seeing you there, John. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you, Jim. It's been great talking with you.
Thanks to our sponsor, Madsen Overhead Doors, and thanks to you, our listeners and fairgoers, for tuning in. See you at the Columbia County Fair. Columbia County Fair on the Air is a production of the Columbia County Agricultural Society. Our producer is Brian Lasso. Music courtesy of the Jeff Calvin Band. Find more episodes of this podcast on our website, columbiafair.com, or on Facebook.